KF8BGX. Good morning out there. Anybody got your ears on? All righty then. KF8BGX on the side.
Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
CMA, CAD, listening. NADLJN, mobile monitoring. NADLJN, KC8TWL. Good morning, Larry. Top of the day to you, sir. I'm pedaling my way into work. Hi, hi. And what a beautiful day. Sun's out. Rain has stopped. We didn't flood, which was surprising. I've got a low front yard, so it doesn't take much to start ponding. I got a couple small pockets, but I was expecting the wife to call me and tell me the house was floating away yesterday. But we went through her well. How about you?
Well, good morning, Chris. Thanks for answering my call. Yes, we got quite a bit of rain, maybe 3 to 4 inches, just looking at various things that I've emptied here this morning. And we got the usual dampness here and there in the old Michigan basement, but I was very grateful that it did not get really bad. In fact, it was really not unusual at all. And Rose needed her plants watered, so all is well.
We get this warm weather this weekend like they're talking, near 90. I think 90 on Monday, 87, Saturday, and Sunday's same, right in there, 87 and 90. With all this rain we got, the yards are just going to explode, and well, I'll be out mowing again. So take a couple days here to dry out, and then we'll get on them. I did mine right before it rained, so I'm good till midweek next week, usually about every 5 days for me. I can wait 7 or even 8, but then she starts getting a little ugly looking.
Roger that on the mowing. Yeah, I guess everybody's worried about the growing, and gardens and the farmer's fields need it, so that was good. I'm sure they'll benefit from that. People putting up hay are going to have to wait a little bit, but that's normal. Everybody got the first cutting in, and I see the second cutting. I'm driving by a field right now. It's not quite high enough, so good timing on all of that. Got to get new blades on the mower. I broke them last time. Actually, it takes many mowings to eventually break them, but it crack and split and all of that good stuff. So I bought new ones, and I'm ready to put those on and get it done here when it dries out.
But I was the only one that that happened to, and I think that was basically neglect on the operator. I rent them. I bought a new mower probably 6 years ago, and didn't change the blades until this spring. And, my blades were about the same there. And so I was glad to get new ones on there. I was able to change them relatively easily. Got them broke loose and put the new ones on. Gave a lot cleaner cut. So, but that's all my fault. I'm good with oil changes and air filters and things like that, but when it comes to the blades, I gotta overlook them. I don't spend the time to get under there and check them out. I don't sharpen them. I just wear them out and then replace them.
Well, that's a good strategy. I'm not so lucky. Here on the farm, we got lots of rocks and pastures that we trim with the mower and fence lines, and all kinds of good stuff gets caught in those mower blades, so they tend to wear out dull. They tend to dull quickly, so I'm sharpening them once or twice a season, and then about every 3 years I got to replace them because they just plain break.
Yep, I hear you. I don't live on a farm, but I've hit many a rock. I've actually hit the culvert, and my blade actually cut the culvert. So that kind of gives you an idea what kind of wear and tear I give them as well. But like I said, that's my own doing. I don't look after the blades quite as well as I should. But I'm okay with it. It's been giving me a decent cut. I noticed, like last year, I was having to go over the yard maybe twice, one direction, one the other direction, maybe about once a month, just to get her a good, clean-looking cut versus just one direction every, 5 to 7 days. So my yard's not the smoothest either, so it was leaving pockets here and there where the grass wasn't getting cut as even as it should. So with that, sir, I'm pulling into work, so I will say 7-3s. You have a tremendous day. Always good talking with you, and we'll look for you down the log. NALJN, this is KC8TWL.
KC8TWL, thank you so much for your callback, and have yourself a good day at work. It's Convocation Day at the university today. We welcome the families and the new students. So we get that little ceremony, and always a good day. It's perfect weather for it. NALJN, 7-3 and clear. KF8BGX. We're just going to be on the side here monitoring if anybody's talking.
KF8BGX, KE8CB.
KF8BSC, KF8BSC, from WA8WQU calling.
Alpha 8 Romeo Echo Mobile.
Recognize the mobile, but kind of busy helping somebody else here. So we'll catch you maybe back in another 5 minutes, but we're checking out a radio, WAAWQU.
No problem, appreciate it. AA8RK Mobile.
Yeah, FADL, monitoring.
Alpha, Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo.
Hey, Romeo, how are you doing this afternoon?
Alpha, Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo, not so bad. Name's Ralph. Headed to Ann Arbor from Petoskey. A lovely day here. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just splendid. This is Cafe AYL. My name's Kent, and that's pretty funny because I live in Birch Run, and I just got on the freeway, and I'm also headed to Ann Arbor to meet a couple of buddies of mine for a bachelor party.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to someone, Kent. Good deal. I am certainly not a bachelor, and that's for sure. And my wife and I were both up in Petoskey, hanging out, visiting friends and relations, and we're both on the way home separately in separate cars.
I see. Well, Petoskey is a fun area. So I take it then you're on I-75. We're about sorry you had on there.
It says here 172. Is that right? No, 192. That's the mile number. Coming up to exit 190, which is for Michigan 61, Standish and Gladwin.
All right, yep, I know where, exactly where you're at. Quite a bit more north than me, but not too far to go then. Not too far to go. I'm in my old 1970 Impala that I pulled out from undercover here. He's running good.
Oh, lovely. Nice ride to go to the bachelor party with. And who's getting married?
It's a friend of mine. He's my age. We're both 54. He's never been married before, and he finally found somebody he can be with after 54 years. So he's getting married for the first time. So we need to give him a proper bachelor party.
Oh, great. that'll be fun. I didn't have a bachelor party. I didn't get married till I was 37. And I had sort of decided that, well, marriage just ain't gonna happen. And but I was able to save money, and the place I've been living was going to be demolished to build a strip mall, and I bought a house, and a lot of things changed in a big hurry.
Yeah, life has a way of making changes on you real quick. But otherwise, life would be boring, so roll with it. Roll with it.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, well, they're good changes. Good changes. went from being a bachelor living in money rental to being a homeowner and married and a first-time father at age 38. In like 4 years, so that was good. Three years. Kids are grown up, moved out, they got jobs. We're retired, and we used to be my wife's three brothers lived in Petoskey, and one passed away, and the other two are back down south, so, but our sister-in-law is still up there, and we go up to visit, until she, sells her, palace of a house, and, we'll have a place to stay free, as long as we buy food.
I see. Yeah. Sounds all right. Yeah, one thing that probably concerns me most with my buddy, he's been by himself for so long, that when you check out with somebody else all of a sudden, that could be a shock. But he claims it's not going to be a problem, so he'll find out.
Yes, indeed. He will find out. Aye.
Well, she already moved in. She sold her house last month, and she moved in, but she's kind of been staying on and off with her parents, too, doing some things with them. But they're going to be together after this weekend when they actually get married. So, yeah, that'll be fun for them.
We can only hope, and we wish him well, and I was single, and I'm going to tell you a little story, and that was two friends of mine got married when I was 34, 33, something like that, and there were four single men at the wedding, friends. Sitting in the back row at the church. It was a very nice wedding. We were happy to be there. We were invited guests. We weren't bothering anyone, but you know, when they let people go, they let them exit the church one row at a time from the front to the back, and they let us out last. And we're sitting there. We weren't bothering anybody, you know. We enjoyed the wedding, and it seemed like every married woman that came down the aisle leaving the church gave the four of us the stink eye. And, you know, we were invited guests. We had every right to be there, you know. So, cut to the chase. 10 years later, there's a strike at Kroger's, and we need groceries. And my wife says, I don't have time to go shopping. And they say, no time, I'll just take the kids. And I load them up in their little snow suits and their little car seats into the car. And we go off to the IGA in Whitmore Lake, which is not on strike. They're doing what kids do, you know. Dad's giving us a ride in the shopping cart. Oh, boy, put that down. No, we don't need that. No, hold on. No, don't get out. You know, I'm doing this number. We'll be by a minute. And I go around the gap, and there's one of those ladies that was giving me the stink eye at Paul and Dorothy's wedding. And she looks at me and says, no,
and I say, oh, this is too funny. I go, hey girls, who am I? And they go, giggle, giggle, you're daddy. And I say, put that down. Don't touch that. No, don't do that. And this woman takes a step back, puts her hands over her mouth and says, oh my God. And I thought, this is great. I couldn't have staged this any better. This is so wonderful. But I got shopping to do. Well, nice to see you, Beth. Bye-bye. AA8RK Mobile.
Well, that's the way it goes. That's pretty good. This is KF8AWOW. I need to make a phone call real quick, but I'll be back in 5 minutes or so.
I'm just cruising along here. AA8RK Mobile.
KF8BOT. Listening.
Alpha 8, Romeo, Kilo, Mobile.
Good, copy. This is KF 8, BOT, Alpha Mobile, and check to small antenna.
KF 8, BOT, Alpha 8, Romeo, Kilo, name's Ralph, Mobile, on I-75. It seems to me you may have dropped out a couple of times on that last transmission. Give it a try again.
Copy, Ralph. This is Eric. I'm on Holly Road South, heading in towards Holly right now. I'm on an HT, as my mobile is supposed to be actually delivered on Friday, so I'm going to be looking forward to a real install.
Oh, okay, real good. Well, that was good. For an HT, that was really good. And there was one little dropout, but it might be that you're overmodulating just a little bit when the normal cadence of your voice reaches a peak. So, I'm saying maybe back off a little bit. And you'll be fabulous.
I really appreciate it. Is this any better at this distance?
Move a little closer, though. That's fine. Just a little bit of clipping.
KF8BOT, I greatly appreciate. This is a new handheld for me, and I am only about a month into my tech right now, so I am taking every bit I can learn.
Oh, and it's unfair to keep the rule secret, so that's no problem at all. It sounds good, very good. And I'm cruise control headed south on 75 by Linwood, which is exit 173, and headed for Ann Arbor. Another gentleman I was talking to had to take care of some business, and it's funny, he's going to Ann Arbor. I'm going there because I live there. He's going there for a bachelor party for a not young friend.
KF8BOT, I am starting to lose signal with you, but again, I appreciate all your help, and you have a good night at home and drive safely. KF8BOT, 73.
You bet, but the repeater's hearing you just fine right now, so. I'd say the radio's working well for us. Good luck. 88RK Mobile. Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo Mobile.
Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
W8FFR, here's Alpha, Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo. Name's Ralph, Ralph, mobile.
Alpha, Alpha, hey. Oh, I believe, is that right? This is with Jake. Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. Name here is Ryan. Romeo, Yankee, Alpha, November. You're coming in very loud.
Okay, real good. I'll try not to talk so loud. Hi, hi.
Home from this past evening, November. Lovely day. Wish I was doing something else other than driving, but... I'm not complaining about good weather to make it home in. And making good time, except for the half-hour nap I took at West Ranch. Over.
I didn't catch you. Are you on 75 southbound?
Roger, roger. 75 southbound, just crossing US 10 here.
And how long you been driving for?
I want to say since I was 17, but I met somebody for lunch at 12:30, so I left Petoskey 2-ish, and I took a nap.
Coming from the Petoskey area, then?
No, originally from Detroit. Went to school at Ann Arbor and left. So, but at one point, my wife's brothers lived in Petoskey. They were transplants up there. And two moved back down south. One passed away, and his widow is still up there. We were visiting our sister-in-law.
Okay, I didn't miss the first part of that conversation. It came in very choppy.
I think I'm moving away from it, but I'm originally from the southeast of Michigan.
Okay, what machine are you tied into?
It's 145.31, 145.31.
I can't remember which one that is. Is that Milford or is it Saginaw?
It says Quantica C on my radio. That's what I put in. Quantic, it says.
I can't remember what repeater has that frequency, because I'm driving too, so I probably should not look at my phone.
A few years ago, I set up a programming for this radio with every AM repeater in the state. So when I first picked up someone on this repeater, I was on scan.
I think it's Mayville for the KF8AYL, and Mayville has voters.
KF8AYL, good to hear from you again. You're welcome to join the conversation.
I was talking to Ralph earlier. I got interrupted with a phone call. Didn't mean to interrupt you guys there, but I think he said he was on the .31, which is Mayville, and has a bunch of voters up around it, so the receiving side can take in different ones.
Okay, that would explain it.
Yeah, Ralph, just to let you know, I'm coming in on the 14662, which is Lapeer.
Okay, is this D-Men system?
Affirmative.
Okay. I have to say, I know it exists, but I'm more familiar with the IRIS system on the west side of the state.
What repeaters are those?
It's the Independent Repeater Association, and they're it's a linked system. And I know it goes from Jackson and then across the lower part of the state and then up the west coast of the lower peninsula up to the Straits. But I couldn't tell you anything about it without looking it up.
All right, I'll go ahead and do some research when I get home. It looks like I'm probably going to have to just make a list of these linked networks in Michigan and have a reference card for all of them, because I know about Central Michigan Emergency Network, and like I said, the Lapeer, my home machine, is linked into that one, but I'm unaware of any other links in the state.
Okay, well, good. Well, you know, when you're at home, you don't need to know any more than that. So, I might drive anywhere in the States and on pleasure, not on business. And so I did that, and it was a lot of work when I did it. And don't you know, repeaters are changing almost from minute to minute. So, what's in the radio is possibly obsolete. And I am just now on top of the Zilwaukee Bridge, Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo Mobile.
Whiskey 8 Foxtrot Foxtrot Romeo Mobile as well. And I'm mobile, so I'm gonna make a list and keep it in my car. But I found out there used to be a repeater in Potterville, just west of Lansing. And I looked at her feeder book the whole time. I was thinking I was in Potterville. Talking to a guy on there, he's like, no, it's in East Lansing now. It was moved.
Yeah, that stuff happens. And up by Harbor Springs, north of there, there were a bunch of repeaters on a commercial tower in a crossroads called Stutzmanville. And they got moved. And I don't know if the coordinations or any of the repeater listings have changed yet. They might. But in the Livingston County Amateur Radio Club has some repeaters, and they have all sorts of things on them, IRLP and Echolink, All-Star, the status of those things changes from month to month. And things break, things get reconfigured. Who knows what else. So it's really hard to keep that data up to date. I want to be... I want to go easy on these guys. AA8RK Mobile.
Breaking station, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. You are very quiet.
Okay, I'm just coming in brief. The 14539 was moved from Potterville to East Lansing and put up at 500 feet, so it's gained a lot more area. And like I say, check out the Siemens. It's got all the 2-meter link up, 440 link up, and it's also got PMR, which goes all over the state. be quite interested in their webpage there. Benny ZMB. Go ahead and pick it up there.
A8RK, over to you.
Okay, yeah, they're making inroads in Ann Arbor, and I don't know if that's good or bad, because the local people who've been there for decades are fearful of losing control of things that they've built up. So, it's nice to have a linked system like that, for sure. Tabs on what's where. What I'm finding, and as somebody who commuted into Metro Detroit for 35 years ago, during rush hour, there were a half dozen repeaters that were so busy you couldn't get a slot in a half hour. Yeah, I mean, you'd be commuting through, and you'd be lucky if you talked once. And now you could go through and be lucky to find anybody to in the metro area during your entire commute. So the times, they are changing. 888RK.
Yeah, I know what that's like. I'm about down in Pontiac, most likely, and yeah, the repeater there, the Clarkson repeater, it's just jacked. Yeah, I know exactly what that is like. But anyways, I'm in my driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3 to every station on frequency. There's a couple of them, so y'all have a wonderful day. This is Romeo Island.
Okay, real good, Mr. FFR. Thanks for the ride-along. Have a great evening. AARK Mobile. Okay, real good. You seem to have fallen out of the repeater. We'll catch you later. 888. Okay.
KF8BRD.
KF8BRD, Alpha Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo. Name's Ralph.
Yeah, my name's Jim. Again, my call is KF8BRD. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Romeo Delta. I just heard you guys out here gabbing, and I figured I'd say hello and kind of introduce myself. New ham, just got my ticket a couple weeks ago.
Real good, Jay. Congratulations. Your radio's working for you. And my name's Ralph, and I'm headed south on 75 by 144, which is Frankenmuth Bridgeport. And I'm not sure where the repeater I'm using. Nice to have some people to talk at during my my ride south.
Oh, I definitely understand. I work in an industry where I travel throughout the state a little bit too, and I gotta say, it's nice to just a gab at when you're driving home. It keeps you awake, you know?
Yeah, well, somebody just waved at me. I'm not sure who in Miami place. No antenna. No idea. Okay, well, I wave back. People want to say hi. They want to use all four fingers except for... They don't want to use the special one, and I'll oblige them.
Right on. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the repeaters. Yeah, I heard that they just moved the Potterville one to Okemos, and so far so good on that.
Okay, well, I have a niece in Okemos, but I hardly ever see her. And I'm sort of giving up trying to say hi. But business I do in Okemos, and I'll check that out, make sure that it's in my radio. And this is a Kenwood radio, and I think Yaesu's has the most flexible scanning arrangement in memory that the bank and any memory can be tagged in as many banks as you want, up to some limit of connections. But if that were the case, then I could set up a bank just for Siemens, and or just IRA, which would be very cool. But this is the Kenwood, so there we go. ARK Mobile.
KF8BRD. Yeah, I just acquired a Kenwood myself, and I got to get around to figuring out how to program it. Look forward to that, because I didn't have my mobile before. I thought was a ham radio. It's hardwired as a GMRS radio, and I haven't figured out how to unlock it, so.
Oh, it's too bad. Which model of Kenwood did you get?
What is it? The TSD 700?
Oh, okay. I have a Tango Mike Victor 71 Alpha. And, it's not an exciting radio. It's a two-band radio with 1,000 memories, but I wanted something real solid in it. It's that way. It's a little bit clunky, but it, the last Kenwood I had lasted down near 20 years of me using it every day, so that's pretty much what I wanted. And I have three of these things. I have two cars, one in each car and one in my shack. And the wife has the version, and that one is issued, so I should probably look for another one of these and swap out the one in her car. This is a relatively new car. I just picked it up in January, new. My first new car in 28 years. I've had a bunch of used ones, but so I feel like I'm driving a rental.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's got to be a cool feeling, though. But you sit there and you think about it. Oh, this is mine. I don't have to return it to anybody. What's the key to getting your wife to get a ticket so you can do that? My wife does not want to, she like gets kind of grouchy if I bring up the idea of her just getting a technician.
My wife surprised me by calling me on the radio on my birthday with her call sign. And it was during a public event. And I didn't recognize her. It's one of those things, she was just totally out of context. But I experienced her brothers all had their license. One sister-in-law had a license, one niece. My brother has one. It's like she was surrounded by hams, so she had plenty of help. Plenty of help that wasn't me.
That's pretty cool how she surprised you with it. That's neat.
It's one of those things. If that's not love, I don't know what is. Okay.
Well, sir, it was nice chatting with you. Unfortunately, my wife's going to be home any minute, so I better get figuring out what we're going to do for dinner with her. So, KF8BRD, nice talking with you, and maybe we'll catch you again here sometime.
Really good to have a nice dinner. Thanks for out. It's great to have somebody to talk to on the ride home. 888RK. TV monitoring.
V3GXK monitoring.
KF8AYL monitoring.